FM WCQM, Park Falls, a Civic Media station. This is 98Q Country.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Evacuations from Haiti ramping up as gang violence only gets worse in Port-au-Prince. The State Department trying to get more than 1,000 Americans out of the country.
The U.S. government using helicopters and chartered planes to evacuate citizens. Experts warn of a looming humanitarian crisis. With ports closed, they say food could run out in just 2 weeks.
That's ABC's Perry Russum. Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani is today playing without his longtime close friend and interpreter, who's usually beside him in the dugout. The interpreter fired by the Los Angeles Dodgers for allegedly stealing more than $4 million from Ohtani to pay off gambling debts. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts, when asked about it, would only say,
"Anything with that, the meeting, can't comment. Sorry."
Police in Idaho are still looking for an alleged white supremacist prison inmate, Skylar Mead, who was able to escape yesterday with the help of an accomplice. This is ABC News. You may not know his name, but you have almost certainly seen his face and you'd know his voice. Actor M. Emmett Walsh, who has over 200 credits to his name, has died at the age of 88.
The ham-faced, heavy-set Walsh often played good old boys with bad intentions, like the crooked Texas private detective in the Coen brothers' first film, the 1984 neo-noir Blood Simple. He played a prostate-examining doctor in the 1985 Chevy Chase movie, Fletch.
Arnold Babar. Isn't there a children's book about an elephant named Babar?
I don't know. I don't have any.
No children?
No elephant books.
Walsh is in director Mario Van Peebles' Western Outlaw Posse, released this year. Chuck Sievertson, ABC News.
And things might get a little toasty in the Olympic Village in Paris this summer. Officials say in an effort to cut carbon footprints for the game, there won't be any air conditioning in the Olympic Village. Instead, they're hoping an underground cooling system based on water will help keep the temperature in the athletes' rooms below 79 degrees. Sherry Preston, ABC News.
Want to start saving money today? Well, you're in luck. The 98Q Country Shopping Show is always available online at 98QCountry.com. There you can find local businesses such as nice restaurants or fun shops. Located in Phillips, Prentice, Park Falls, Minocqua, Mellon, and many other locations in the surrounding areas. Save money with 98Q Country today.
Consumers everywhere are loving the benefits of buying locally produced food. Not only is it fresher and more nutritious, it's also good for the local economy. With state-of-the-art facilities throughout the Midwest, the Village Hearth buns you already love are baked and delivered fresh daily to your local grocer. So whether you like unsliced old-fashioned hamburger and hot dog buns, or prefer classic white or wheat, just look for the familiar red Village Hearth logo on the package, and you've made the right choice. Village Hearth buns, locally baked and delivered fresh daily.
Civic Media News. I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Wisconsin Assembly Speaker Robin Voss is sounding confident the recall effort against him will not only fail, but is probably illegal, too.
In Wisconsin, if you're a felon, you're not allowed to circulate. Well, they brought in people from out of state who are felons, so they're not allowed to circulate. So they broke the law in Wisconsin. Whatever the DA does with that, or Josh Collar, whoever it is, that's up to them.
Voss told a WisPolitics luncheon yesterday the leaders of the effort to recall him are whack jobs and morons. The state Supreme Court will decide if there'll be a recall. Wisconsin's favorite game show contestant finished second in the Jeopardy! Tournament of Champions finals. Ben Chan is a philosophy professor at St. Norbert College in De Pere. He won 5 games against 26 other former Jeopardy! Champions. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every 98 seconds, a person is sexually assaulted in the United States. Sexual violence causes post-traumatic stress for a survivor that mirrors the effects of PTSD in combat veterans. But with the right help and support, the symptoms can be managed. Learning more can help you find the best form of care to begin the healing process. Call or text EMBRACE at 715-532-6976 for free and completely confidential support and information. Visit EmbraceWI.org or check us out on Facebook.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
All right, here's your key word of the day as we ride into spring in our Text to Win contest. The key word for this hour only, is Wisconsin. You know how to spell that, right? Wisconsin. So text that to us through the Civic Media app. If you don't have the Civic Media app on your Android or iPhone, just go into your Play Store, search for Civic Media. There it is. Very simple. You click on 98Q Country, you hit text, Wisconsin. And we'll do this again at 10, 1, and 3 with different keywords each hour. And each hour there will be a winner of a overnight stay at Chula Vista with water park passes. It's pretty cool. And every hour that you enter, you're in for the grand prize, bikes, outdoor patio furniture, 3-in-1 blender I saw in there too, all kinds of fun stuff. So keyword for this hour only, Wisconsin. Text it to us through the Civic Media app. There are no funeral notices for today.
The funeral announcements are heard Monday through Friday at 7, noon, and 5. A complete listing of area obituaries can be found at 98qcountry.com.
The funeral notices are a service of the Heindel-Nimsgern Funeral Service of Phillips and Prentice.
When difficult times come, we are most often helped by our faith and the love and support of others. The death of a loved one can be one of the most trying events of our lives. Birch Street Funeral Service has been assisting our communities through the difficult times. Their caring staff will manage the details when death occurs so that you can take the time you need to grieve your loss and share memories of better times. Birch Street Funeral Service offers many options for burial, cremation, funerals, memorial services, and life celebrations. The professionals at Birch Street Funeral Service also specialize in pre-planning and cemetery monuments. They are available 24 hours a day and serve the entire Northwoods of Wisconsin. Visit them on Facebook.
At Enbridge, we believe it's important to foster meaningful Indigenous partnerships in the communities where we live and work. That's why, for the Wisconsin Line 5 Segment Relocation Project, we've allocated $46 million for spending with Native-owned businesses and training and hiring Native Americans for at least 10% of the construction workforce. Learn more at Enbridge.com/L5WIS.
The Dan and Holly Vernick family is a long-standing Logger United booster sponsor and wishes the Phillips Logger sports teams much success in their season.
This weather update is sponsored by Hansen HVAC Heating and Cooling, your local Armstrong Air dealer of Phillips and Manitouish Waters.
We have some snow on the way. A winter weather advisory is in effect for about 2 to 4 inches of snow tonight into tomorrow morning. Snow should wind down by mid-morning Friday. Today, partly to mostly cloudy, 32. Snow tonight, 20. Tomorrow, snow ending, 34. With more snow on the way late this weekend into early next week. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it is 7.
Kick gutter stress to the curb with Lynn Stunkel at Complete Rain Gutters. 30-plus years of expertise for peace of mind. Get your quote today at CompleteRainGutter.com. Relax, we've got you covered.
There's a lot of good going on all around us, and Aspirus Health is proud to be home to so much of it. We're all about good people with good hearts delivering great care. It's what we do. It's who we are. And it's everything we believe in. So no matter what life is throwing at you or your community, you can count on Aspirus to be here for you. For good. Look to Aspirus Health. Passion for excellence. Compassion for people.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks fell behind by 15 points and trailed most of the game. They got it to within 1 point with just a couple of minutes left to play, but the Celtics pulled away. Coverage on ESPN.
That will count. It's a three-point game, and that'll do it. Lillard finishes with 32, and the Celtics earn their 55th win of the season, leading the way for the Celtics tonight with 31.
The final, the Celtics 122, the Bucks 119. Boston now winning 10 games in a row at home. Giannis did not play again tonight due to a sore hamstring. The team comes home for a game tomorrow night. At Fiserv Forum, they'll host the Brooklyn Nets, followed by a Sunday night game against the Thunder and the Lakers next Tuesday night in prime time. Baseball, the Brewers had the day off. Tomorrow night, they take on the Giants in Arizona. With sports, I'm Mike Clement.
Sometimes you need something to, you know, to wake you up in the morning. It's a good one.
98Q Country.
There's got to be an age limit on certain articles of clothing. Got to be. And with these little cotton shorts with the words on them, I think the age limit is what, 15, 16? All I'm saying is if the veins in the back of your legs look like the street map of Greater Pittsburgh, you ain't nobody's baby doll. If your thighs look like the hood of a white Toyota van after a hailstorm, you're not juicy. And what is it? There's some women, the older they get, just the less modest they are. And everybody's done this where you're sitting there in the morning having a cup of coffee with Granny. And she's not wearing anything but a paper-thin nightgown and a smile. Then she'll bend down to pick up something out of the floor, and suddenly you're staring at something that looks like those long balloons 4 days after the birthday party. And they ain't floating up to the ceiling. They are on the floor. Now, you could step on them, and they wouldn't pop.
A new scientific theory suggests that society-wide weight gain has been caused by a corresponding increase in carbon dioxide in the atmosphere, claiming the gas affects brain chemistry, stimulating appetite. Yes, that's it. It's the CO2. Couldn't possibly be our eating habits or lack of exercise, and there's no way that being broke, stressed out, and forced to eat fast, cheap, crappy meals could ever affect our waistlines, and it certainly isn't the food industry focused on cost-saving fatty, sugary fillers on our meals. No! No, it's the CO2. Definitely the CO2. Uh-huh.
The following was brought to you by Excuses, preventing responsibility since Adam and Eve.
Good morning.
I wake up with you guys. I go to bed with you, too. Don't tell my boyfriend.
98Q Country.
online at 98qcountry.com.
Couldn't have the toy till his nuggets were gone. A green traffic light turned straight to red. I hit my brakes and mumbled under my breath. His fries went a-flying and his orange drink covered his lap. Well, in my four-year-old set of four-letter word, it started with S, and I was concerned. So I said, son, now where'd you learn to talk like that? He said, I've been watching you, that ain't that cool. I'm your buckaroo, I wanna be like you and eat all my food and grow as tall as you are. We got cowboy boots and camo pants, yeah, we're just alike. Hey, ain't we, Dad? I wanna do everything you do.
Stay away.
anywhere.
Yeah, you can listen anywhere, anytime.
98Q Country.
When you see a deer, you see Bambi. And I see antlers up on the wall. Manicured, waxed, and Botoxed. But with deep spray on tans and creamy lotiony hands, you can't grip a tackle box.
Some shady areas, still maybe a little white haze, but we will see snow tonight. If you put away that shovel, go get it. You'll probably need it. Although I announced to my wife yesterday, I told her, I'm kind of excited about the snow because I feel a little jilted. I don't feel sad, but I feel a little jilted from Mother Nature with, you know, the exercise I would have gotten from snowing and snow blowing and all that stuff. I said, I'm kind of excited about the snow. And she said, well, you'll be equally excited when I get the shovel back out of the back of the garage and you're out there shoveling snow and snow blowing. And I made it very clear. I said, what is today? Today is the first full day of what? She looked at me and she said, spring. And I said, you know what my philosophy is? I don't shovel. I don't shovel after spring. It melts. It's just going to melt. But I think I'm going to have to shovel because we're going to get 2 to 5 tonight. And on Sunday, we may get a few more inches depending on which way the system kind of bends and travels. It seems to be a fine line, as there is with most storm systems. But everybody's going to get something tonight. Travel conditions when you wake up tomorrow morning will definitely be snow-covered and slippery. The rest of the day tomorrow, once we push that aside, will probably be all right. And the roadways should melt off rather quickly. But then again, Sunday could be kind of tough. All right, our NCAA bracket contest. 11 o'clock games tip off this morning. Badgers and Marquette don't play till tomorrow. Get us your bracket if you want to be a part of it. We got over $500 in prizes we're giving away to the top four finishers in our bracket contest. The monkey will be flipping the coin here, lingering. I was out by the coffee machine out there, and I thought I saw. Maybe not. I thought that was just a shadow. Thought I saw the monkey lingering out there. They just basically, on the one day a year where I need the monkey to flip the coin for the NCAA bracket contest, a friend of mine just basically drops off the monkey, opens the door, and literally just puts the monkey just right inside the door and shuts it and says, good luck. Monkey knows who I am, knows I have a large supply of bananas. So things usually go pretty well. I've got the door shut and locked because it does figure out how to get in. So the monkey will be flipping the coin. And we do this if you're the first year, you're like, Joel, what is he talking about? He's drinking. No, what it is we flip the coin, and if it's heads, it's the higher seed. And if it's heads, it's the first team on the bracket on the top. And if it's tails, it's the bottom team. So we go through the whole thing and we just 50-50 flip the coin. Because years ago, somebody told me you'd be better off just flipping a coin than making your bracket picks. And ever since we've been doing this, the monkey has never finished better than last, although has come in close a couple of times. So when you look at the standings on the CBS Sports Line, you'll see monkey. And as long as you're above monkey, you're not going to get poked and jabbed by me too much. You might still get it a little bit. A lot of entries already in. I think we'll be over 100 entries again this year. First prize, I mean, second, third, and fourth are really nice too. But first prize, $50 to Quick Trip, $25 cash with a Visa gift card. That was courtesy of Forward Investments, a prize they gave for a Deer Hunters Roundup that wasn't picked up. We got the Big Dipper, Wolf's Den, Park Falls Family Restaurant, Heritage Meats. That's all $150 for first place. And second, third, and fourth are very nice prizes and certificates too. So get those to us. The keyword, we got a lot going on here for our text to win. If you're new to this, we are riding into spring each day, today, tomorrow, and each day next week, Monday through Friday. Four times a day, we're giving you a keyword. All you got to do is just text that to us, and you'll automatically be in for overnight stays at Chula Vista and the grand prize drawing of bikes, kitchen appliances, and outdoor patio love seats. So we'll tell you that the keyword this hour is Wisconsin. And you got to text that to us before the hour expires at 8 o'clock. We'll do it again at 10, 1, and 3 with different keywords. So text us the word Wisconsin. You're saying, Joel, what's your text number? Just download the Civic Media app on your phone. Very simple. Hit 98Q Country. You can also listen to us there, but hit 98Q Country. Text, and there you go. You put Wisconsin, and you're off and running. And this is the most difficult hour of any of them all week because it's 9 letters. The other ones are like 4 or 5. And for those of you who are what is it when you're spelling challenged? For those of you who can't spell, I think that's a technical word. Wisconsin, Wisconsin. Text that to us through your Civic Media app. You'll automatically be eligible for the hourly prize this hour of the Chula Vista overnight stay. And every hour you enter, you'll have a chance to win that grand prize, which will be announced when the whole thing is over. We're having a little fun and texting and jumping into spring and all that good stuff here. What's going on in the news today? NCAA tournament. That's the big news, right? Yes. NCAA tournament getting underway today. This is for basketball fans. Today, tomorrow are just the creme de la cremes. I mean, you've got
you've got, what, 16 games today and 16 tomorrow. And you got like four games going on at once. Some people who are really basketball fans, they'll have three or four TVs and they'll have a game here, and a boom and boom. It's wonderful. So have fun with that today. And who's the Cinderella? I mean, anytime you got a team in the tournament named Grand Canyon, you got to be rooting for them just a little bit, right? Unless you're playing them, of course. Grand Canyon University making it into the NCAA tournament. I think if Wisconsin or Marquette make the Sweet 16, it's not a surprise to anybody. If Wisconsin or Marquette make the Final Four, that would be a surprise. Not a shock, but it would be a little bit of a surprise. I mean, they've both been top 10 at times, top 25 teams this year. Badgers playing well at the end. Marquette's been pretty good all year. And they could meet. They could meet in the, what, is it the Sweet 16 or the Elite Eight? I saw that they're in the same... they're in the same region, so they could meet. Let's see if the Badgers win there. The Badgers are on the upper half of that bracket, and Marquette's on the lower half. So they would meet in the game to go to the Final Four if they do keep winning. That would be pretty cool. The odds are not good for that, though. We've got news and sports twice an hour at 7:36. Let's do it now.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. Evacuations from Haiti ramping up as gang violence only gets worse in Port-au-Prince. The State Department trying to get more than 1,000 Americans out of the country.
The U.S. government using helicopters and chartered planes to evacuate citizens. Experts warn of a looming humanitarian crisis. With ports closed, they say food could run out in just 2 weeks.
That's ABC's Perry Russum. Los Angeles Dodgers superstar Shohei Ohtani is today playing without his longtime close friend and interpreter, who's usually beside him in the dugout. The interpreter fired by the Los Angeles Dodgers for allegedly stealing more than $4 million from Ohtani to pay off gambling debts. Dodgers manager Dave Roberts, when asked about it, would only say,
"Anything with that, the meeting, can't comment. Sorry."
Police in Idaho are still looking for an alleged white supremacist prison inmate, Skylar Meade, who was able to escape yesterday with the help of an accomplice. This is ABC News.
Civic Media News, I'm Terry Bell. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. There's a death investigation at Devil's Lake State Park. The Department of Natural Resources says the body found this week is not James Yablonski, the teenager who disappeared in the area last summer. The DNR says the person who died registered a campsite and was found dead there. Wardens say there's no sign of foul play and there's no threat to the public. Wisconsin could get as much as $30 million to connect rural communities to high-speed internet. Martha Cranley of AARP Wisconsin helped lobby bureaucrats for the money.
They certainly heard from older people about how important this is to connect to their doctor and to connect to government services and, frankly, find employment.
Governor Evers says more than 410,000 Wisconsin homes and businesses will benefit. I'm Terry Bell, Civic Media News. Now here's what you need to know closer to home.
Here's another community reminder from Civic Media.
Every Wednesday, American Legion Post 182 is hosting their 52-card Progressive 50-50 raffle, where you can get six tickets for $5. Doors open at 6:30 with the drawing at 7:30, and the American Legion will donate part of their proceeds to local organizations. Again, that's every Wednesday with the doors opening at 6:30 and the drawing at 7:30.
Leaning into local radio, 98Q Country.
The Bucks lose in Boston. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks lost to the Celtics 122-119. Milwaukee trailed by 15 for most of the game, but closed to within a point in the final minutes. Head coach Doc Rivers after the game.
Yeah, it was one of those games where they kept getting the lead. We kept fighting back. So you love that. Like, we did keep fighting. You know, we ended up shooting the ball better than them tonight. I thought our zone was really effective. Mixing back zone man. It made them hesitate what they were running.
Tonight it's the Bucks and the Brooklyn Nets in Milwaukee at five serve form. March Madness, the Wisconsin Badgers getting ready to take on James Madison University, 8:40 tomorrow night. Head coach Greg Gard on what stands out on the tape.
The diversity and the depth that they play with, about nine guys, and you can tell they've got
You know, Friedel has been around the game. Bickerstaff's been around the game. Edwards, they're all older guys.
With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Northwoods Community Credit Union, serving northern Wisconsin communities since 1953. Hi, I'm Sally. Starting from the basement of Lawrence Draxler's home to a commercial building on Highway 13 in Park Falls and Main Street in Ashland, today our longevity is member-owned, driven, backed by an experienced financial team, a strong board, and volunteer groups who put the members and community first. How far we have come. You can still write a check, walk in and make a deposit, get a loan, withdraw money, save money, or you can utilize our advanced services by using remote deposit, mobile, and online banking, online bill pay, and also apply for a loan online, all in your PJs at your own convenience. Northwoods Community Credit Union, membership required, federally insured by NCUA.
741, get that keyword to us, text us the word Wisconsin. Use that Civic Media app. That's the key word. Good until 8 o'clock. We talk all things Shawamigan School, and we've got Kylan here. How you doing?
Good.
Good morning to you. And we potential of a snow day. This is kind of weird, actually. We're talking March 21st, 22nd. We're talking, well, maybe we'll have our first snow day.
You know, maybe. Let's just leave it at that. You know, Joel, I'm going to get asked that question 125 times today.
Already today, though, so yep. Is there going to be school tomorrow?
Well, and tomorrow is not the issue. We have an in-service day tomorrow. So the students, tomorrow you could have a snow day.
Oh, yeah.
We'll just call it the in-service day, though.
Yeah, okay, the in-service. Okay, that's cheating, though. Come on.
I don't know. Look, pay attention to the radio on Sunday and Monday, and yeah. You never know.
Yeah. All right.
So at least what the weather service is starting to talk about.
Sure. So, all right.
We got a, you know, today is the end of the third quarter, Joel.
Okay.
You know what that means? One quarter left.
Yeah.
So it's only one quarter left. So tonight we've got parent-teacher conferences going on in our schools. So, again, parents, if you need more information, you should have received messages. But if you need more information, please contact your child's school for all of the details for that. But we do have parent-teacher conferences this evening.
All right.
We are currently still recruiting an early learning center assistant teacher and a bilingual bicultural teacher or English as a second language teacher. We've got open enrollment period for anybody interested in coming to Shawamigan Schools from that continues until Tuesday, April 30th. Let's see what else is happening here. It's almost prom.
Oh, yeah.
The tuxedos and the prom dresses coming out April 6th from 8 until midnight.
It's a couple weeks away. Yeah.
Tickets available in the office. Again, students can find those tickets in the office. We have got solo ensemble tomorrow for our choir and band students.
Okay.
And that's happening in Prentice from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. Once again, solo ensemble tomorrow down in Prentice. We got a little bit of a spring break coming up next week for our students toward the end of the week. So March 29th through April 1, 4-day weekend for everyone. And school will resume on April 2nd. FBLA is going down to their state competition April 8th and 9th. And we've got a career fair coming up for our 10th grade at UW-Eau Claire in Rice Lake. And they're going to have a good time down at that event. Hopefully get some ideas on future jobs and careers.
Yeah.
A couple other things happening. Our 4YK school introduction event, April 25th at the North Campus, April 26th at the South Campus. Call the school office to schedule if you have not done so. We've got summer school planning already started. Dates are going to be June 3rd through the 21st. And more details on that coming out. March 23rd, track and field, still indoors, Joel, at the Lakeland.
Yeah, I saw they ran at Ashland and Pines, I think, already. So.
Yep, so they've gotten a couple of meets in. Baseball is supposed to be heading down to Wisconsin Rapids on March 23rd. We'll see. It looks like the entire state
be
might be blanketed in this one.
Yeah.
I thought there was an outside chance we could have been playing baseball a month ago.
We could have been playing softball a month ago.
And now, once it's time to begin and get outside, now we're going to struggle.
Yeah.
Track and field is on April Fool's. Track and field is headed to, and it's no April Fool's. They are headed to the Marawood Indoor Meet at Stevens Point at noon. And then we were supposed to have softball on April 2nd at Marathon, and baseball both that day. So we'll see. We'll see how Monday, Sunday, and it even looks like Tuesday may be a little iffy just in terms of the weather. Most of the snow, according to what I saw in my email, it's supposed to be Sunday night into Monday morning.
And hats off to all involved in the Adams family presentation over the weekend, huh?
You know, I'm going to tell you, Joel, you had talked about being lurch.
Yeah.
Unless you have the voice of an angel.
Mr. Turvett, he did a great job on that, I understood.
Fabulous job. All of the entire thing, the choreography was done well. Mm-hmm. Of course, the singing, the acting, our stagehands and the staging, the sound for the nights. I went to two of the performances. Well done by everyone. Thank you to Mark, our director, Angelina, our assistant director, and their whole cast and crew. It was a great event.
All right. Very good, Kyle. Thank you. Kyle Cronin, District Administrator for the Shawamigan Schools. He's in here every Thursday morning at this time, right around this time, to update you on everything that's going on in the Shawamigan Schools. We started our monkey picks. We started flipping coins, and I'll tell you right now, if heads comes up a lot on that on the number one seed, it's looking pretty good. Got UConn moving on. Got Drake, BYU. The monkey's looking pretty good right now. The coin flips will continue on the morning show here throughout the day. We'll post those on the CBS Sportsline site for all of those who are involved in our NCAA bracket contest. Still time to get in. Shoot us an email, wcqm@civicmedia.us. We'll get you an invite. Get those brackets filled out before 11 this morning.
All right, let's do this.
God gave me a girl, girl gave me a kiss, kiss gave me a feeling that I still get.
Hey, y'all, it's Thomas Tripp.
To you guys all day long.
98 Q Country.
It was always hotter than the Greeks. She used to fry that chicken. Smelled like Marlboro Reds and all the butter from her biscuits. And that Lincoln in the driveway circa 1982. On the shiny side of rusty, and on the pale side of blue.
online at 98qcountry.com.
It ain't my fault, so don't blame me. I swear I just came here to unwind and have one drink. The way it looks, it ain't what you think. This Cabernet has a way of vanishing on me. There's a
Kelsea Ballerini there at 98Q Country. The Monkey has completed half of its picks so far, and this is not good news. This is not good news for the Monkey. Who won that play-in game between Howard and Wagner? It was a Wagner won it, right? Well, he's got Wagner. The Monkey has Wagner in the final four. And it just kept going all the way through and all the way through, and there's a lot of chirping, a lot of bantering. So the Monkey has chosen. Should we bring out the theme? Okay, all right, okay.
Here we come.
All right. All right, the Monkey. So the Monkey is having its glory with Quick Trip. So half the picks have been made via the coin flip via the Monkey in studio. Howard and Iowa State, both in the Final Four, and Howard in the national championship. No, Wagner won that game. Yeah, cross all that off there. It's not good news when you're playing team. All right, get your picks in. I'm pretty sure you're going to do better than the Monkey. I was pretty confident that one of the number ones, UConn, was going to make it all the way through, but it did. You think the Big Ten's going to do all right this year? That's always the decision for us, isn't it? For us who are Big Ten heavy, are the monkeys? I'm trying to stop the monkeys here. Is the Big Ten going to do good? It's always a big question. Well, nobody in the Big Ten was very good. Everybody had a bad record, and then the other person will say, "Well, it's because they were all so good, they just beat on each other." But they're all really good. So which way do you go? It's tough, isn't it, when you're making your picks for the NCAA bracket and that Big Ten team comes up like Illinois and others in Purdue, and you're like, well, it's the team that you saw play most this year. How good are they? Are they going to make the Final Four? That's for you to decide. The Monkey has decided that they're not good enough. Wagner in the Final Four. Get us your brackets. We've got, I think, over 100 brackets in already. The keyword for this morning, Wisconsin. You've got 5 minutes to get that texted to us. Download that Civic Media app. You could win stays at Chula Vista and our grand prizes. We got bikes. We got outdoor furniture. We got We got indoor, we got appliances, kitchen appliances as the grand prizes. So download that Civic Media app. Keyword Wisconsin. You got 5 minutes to get that to us before the top of the hour. We'll announce another keyword coming up in the 10 o'clock hour.
High blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Big Lou will find a term life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-230-2777. Lou will make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-230-2777. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Remember, Big Lou's like you. He's on meds too. Call 800-230-2777, 800-230-2777, or biglou.com.
Nemuth Implement is an authorized Mahindra dealership. They are proud to carry a large selection of new and pre-owned inventory, so when you are ready to invest in new equipment, their knowledgeable sales, financing, service, and parts departments are prepared to make your experience outstanding. From assisting you in choosing a product to maintenance and customization, they value your business for the long haul. Call 715-678-2271 or stop by the Stetsonville showroom. Also, ask about their weekly local deliveries. Nemuth Implement, just south of Medford, on Highway 13 in Stetsonville.
When the power goes out, your life is disrupted. Heat, air conditioning, refrigeration, phones, all gone. Be prepared for the next outage with a Generac home standby generator. After sensing a power outage, a Generac generator automatically restores your home's power, whether you're home or away. Power your life with a Generac home standby generator.
You can contact Chris at 715-302-5144 or visit him at ChristopherElectricLLC.com.
Wondering how to choose from all your spring break options? Pop quiz. Is your family into monkeying around, airbending on a flying bison, or diving into slime? Or all of it? Mall of America. Go bananas on the new Boots Banana Swing Ride. Take to the sky and fly with Appa. Then get slimed in the Nickelodeon Universe Slimulator. For the littles, cosmic crafts, and more at Crayola Experience. It's the spring break of choice at Mall of America. mallofamerica.com/spring.
Logger United Booster Club is proudly supported by BW Paper Systems, a division of Barry Waymiller, who combines an extremely strong brand, innovative technology, and long-standing experience for the sheeting, packaging, stationery, book binding, security documents, and corrugated and finishing industries.
Hi, I'm Jade, and the little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the savoriness of the sausage, the fluffiness of the egg, and the butteriness of the biscuit. It's amazing. The perfect start to my day.
Hi, everyone. It's Justin. A little thing I love about the Chick-fil-A sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit is the fluffy egg, the melted cheese, and the sizzling sausage. It's the start to your morning that you didn't know you need.
Order a sausage, egg, and cheese biscuit and Simply Orange juice on the Chick-fil-A app. Real guests paid for their testimonials.
This is business analyst Jill Schlesinger. In today's world, it seems the best treatment is reserved only for a few. Well, Discover wants to change that by making everyone feel special. That's why with your Discover card, you have access to 24/7 live customer service as well as $0 fraud liability, which means you're never held responsible for unauthorized purchases. Finally, no matter who you are or where you are in your life, you'll feel special with Discover. Learn more at discover.com/credit card. Limitations apply.
Progressive presents good news, bad news, dumb news, then great news. Good news. While leaning over the fence, your neighbor said you could save money bundling home and auto insurance with Progressive. Bad news. Your neighbor leaned over a little too much and broke your fence. Dumb news. Somehow fence wood is more expensive than wood wood. Great news. You decide to see if you could save money bundling at Progressive.com and to plant really tall shrubs. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
This weather update.